AEC, Australian Electoral Commission. Your official guide to the Aston by-election. Narrator's note. This recording lasts for approximately 20 minutes. The contents are as follows. This audio introduction. Part 1, introduction. Part 2, what if I can't make it on by-election day? Part 3, what happens at the polling place? Part 4, how to make your vote count. Part 5, alternative versions of this guide. Part 6, additional information for voters in Aston who are blind or have low vision. End narrator's note. Part 1, introduction. This guide is only relevant to people who are enrolled to vote in the Federal Electoral Division of Aston in Victoria. The Aston by-election will be held on Saturday 1st of April 2023. Polling places open at 8 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. sharp. Voting is compulsory for Australian citizens aged 18 years and older. If you vote more than once, it is a criminal offence. If you are blind or have low vision, you may be able to vote by telephone. There is more information on telephone voting in Part 6 of this guide. Why is there a by-election? You will be voting for a representative for the Federal Electoral Division of Aston in the House of Representatives. This by-election is being held following the resignation of the member for Aston. Who has to vote? If you are enrolled in the Federal Electoral Division of Aston, you are required to vote in the by-election. If you are not sure whether you are enrolled in the Division of Aston, you should check your enrolment information at www.aec.gov.au/check or call 132326 if you need help. Part 2. What if I can't make it on by-election day? If you can't make it to a polling place on voting day, you may be entitled to vote early. To check if you are eligible to vote early at either an early voting centre or by post, visit www.aec.gov.au/Aston. Voting early by post. If you are entitled to vote early, you can apply for a postal vote online at aec.gov.au/Aston/PVA.htm. Please call 132326 if you don't have online access and want to apply for a postal vote. The AEC must receive your application as soon as possible and no later than 6 p.m. local time, Wednesday, 29th of March, 2023. Telephone voting. If you are blind or have low vision, you may be entitled to vote by phone. More information is available in Part 6 of this guide. Voting early in person. If you are entitled to vote early, you can vote at an early voting centre below from Monday 20th of March 2023 to Friday 31st of March 2023. Changes may occur to the information below. Visit www.aec.gov.au/Aston to see the final list of early voting centres and to check opening dates and hours. Roeville, 1350 Ferntree Gully Road. Scoresby, St Jude's Parish Centre, 51 George Street. Boronia, Boronia Community Church of Christ, 59 Boronia Road. For further information about early voting options and eligibility, visit www.aec.gov.au/Aston or call 132326. Plan ahead before you vote. Do your research on candidates and preferences before you go to vote. A list of the candidates is available at www.aec.gov.au/Aston. You can take measures to keep yourself and others safe while voting. Visit www.aec.gov.au/Aston for the latest updates and advice. Part 3. What happens at the polling place? Hand sanitizer will be available, and you are encouraged to bring and wear your face mask and maintain physical distance. You can use a clean AEC pencil, or you can bring your own pencil or pen. When you reach the ballot paper issuing point, a polling official will ask for your full name and address, and if you have voted before in the 2023 Aston by-election. Your name will be marked off the electoral roll. You will be given your green ballot paper for the House of Representatives. Read the instructions on your ballot paper carefully. Complete your ballot paper. You must number every box to make your vote count. Once you have completed your ballot paper, fold it and place it in the ballot box provided. Deposit your AEC pencil in the box on the way out. There will be hand sanitizer available near the exit. Remember, if you need help, you can ask a polling official. The AEC takes the safety of our voters and election workers seriously, with appropriate COVID-19 measures. The AEC continues to monitor the COVID-19 environment and follows advice from relevant health authorities. Information in this guide reflects circumstances at the time of printing. This may result in changes to the measures put in place. Where can I vote on by-election day? You can vote at any polling place in the Federal Electoral Division of Aston on voting day. Please note that polling place locations may have changed since you last voted. At the time of printing this publication, the locations of some polling places were yet to be confirmed. Final locations are available at www.aec.gov.au/Aston. The final list of polling places, along with a list of candidates, will be published in the Ferntree-Gully Belgrave Star Mail on Tuesday, 28th of March, the Herald Sun on Friday, 31st of March, and The Age on Friday, 31st of March. For accessible voting options and information, visit www.aec.gov.au/Aston or call 132326. Bayswater. Bayswater Primary School. Bayswater South Primary School. Bayswater West Primary School. Boronia. Boronia Heights Primary School. Boronia K-12 College. Boronia West Primary School. Knox Central Primary School. Ferntree-Gully. Fairhills Primary School. Ferntree-Gully North Primary School. Kent Park Primary School. Mountain Gate Primary School. St John the Baptist Primary School. Wattle View Primary School. Knoxfield. Carrington Primary School. Knox Park Primary School. Listerfield. Listerfield Primary School. Roeville. Heaney Park Primary School. Carew Primary School. Park Ridge Primary School. Roeville Community Centre. Roeville Primary School. St Simon the Apostle Primary School. Scoresby. 1350 Ferntree-Gully Road, St Jude's Parish Centre. The Basin. St Bernadette's Primary School. Upper Ferntree-Gully. Upper Ferntree-Gully Primary School. Wantirna. Templeton Primary School. Wantirna College. Wantirna Primary School. Wantirna South. Knox Gardens Primary School. The Knox School. Wantirna South Primary School. You can check the accessibility rating and details of polling places at www.aec.gov.au/Aston. For blind and low vision voting options, call 132326. Part 4. How to make your vote count. Stop and consider. Check the source this by-election. During electoral events, there is a large amount of information being distributed which is seeking to influence your vote. It's important that you consider what you see, hear, or read. Take the time to consider whether the information is from a reliable or recognizable source and is current and safe, not a scam. If you have doubts about information, there are questions you can ask to help you form your own opinion and make a decision. To find out more, visit www.aec.gov.au/stop-and-consider. How to vote correctly. For the Aston by-election, you will be given a green ballot paper. You will be voting for a representative for the Federal Electoral Division of Aston in the House of Representatives. Number every box in the order of your choice. Don't worry if you make a mistake. You can ask for another ballot paper and start again. You can practice voting at www.aec.gov.au/practice. That's practice. Part 5. Alternative versions of this guide. Information in accessible formats. You can download alternative formats of this guide, such as audio and large print, from www.aec.gov.au/Aston. Braille is also available on request by calling 132326. People who are deaf or have a hearing or speech impairment can contact us through the National Relay Service, NRS. TTY users phone 133677 and quote 132326. Speak and listen users phone 1300 555 727 and quote 132326. Internet relay users connect to the NRS, then ask for 132326. Translated versions of this guide are available in Chinese, simplified, Chinese, traditional, and Vietnamese from www.aec.gov.au/Aston. For information about voting and elections in other languages, call the number listed next to your preferred language. Arabic 1300 720 132. Burmese 1300 290 617. Cantonese 1300 720 135. Croatian 1300 720 136. Dari 1300 290 618. Farsi Persian 1300 290 619. Greek 1300 720 137. Italian 1300 720 138. Khmer 1300 720 134. Korean 1300 720 468. Macedonian 1300 720 139. Mandarin 1300 720 142. Polish 1300 720 143. Portuguese 1300 720 145. Russian 1300 720 146. Serbian 1300 720 147. Spanish 1300 720 148. Turkish 1300 720 149. Vietnamese 1300 720 152. Other languages 1300 720 153. Part 6. Additional information for voters in Aston who are blind or have low vision. This additional information is for people who are blind or have low vision and are enrolled to vote in the Federal Electoral Division of Aston in Victoria. Telephone voting option. If you are blind or have low vision, in addition to postal voting or voting at a polling place, you have the option to cast your vote by telephone. Voters who are blind or have low vision can cast a vote by telephone from any location by calling 1800 913 993. Telephone voting is a simple two-step process, and AEC voting assistants are available to assist you through the process. Step 1. Call to register. If you wish to vote by telephone, you must first register by calling 1800 913 993. Registration is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEDT from Monday 20th of March until Friday 31st of March 2023. It is also available on by-election Saturday 1st of April 2023 from 8 a.m. to 12 midday AEDT. You will be asked questions to check your details on the electoral roll and will be asked to choose a PIN number. You will then receive a telephone voting registration number by your choice of an email, SMS or phone call. Step 2. Call to vote. Once you have received your registration number and chosen your PIN, you will need to call again to cast your vote. Telephone voting will commence from Monday 20th of March 2023. Voting will be available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEDT. It will also be available from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. AEDT on by-election Saturday, 1st of April 2023. To cast your vote, call 1-800-913-993. When you call, do not give your name or any information that could identify you, for example, your address. Please have your telephone voting registration number and chosen PIN number ready. With these numbers, you can vote anonymously without giving your name, and these will be used to mark you off the electoral roll. An AEC voting assistant will record your vote. A second voting assistant will ensure your vote is recorded as you intended. Your vote remains secret because the AEC voting assistant will not know your name or address. Once your vote is complete, the voting assistant will place the ballot paper into a secure ballot box. Remember, you have until 12 midday AEDT on by-election Saturday, 1st of April 2023 to register, and until 6 p.m. AEDT to cast your vote. Accessible information. List of candidates. The list of candidates contesting the Aston by-election is now available. You can listen to the list of candidates at www.aec.gov.au/Aston by using the Read Speaker application on the AEC's website to read the content aloud. You can also save content from the AEC's website, including the list of candidates, as an MP3 file by using the Read Speaker application. The list of candidates is also available in accessible file formats as e-text, large print, and audio MP3 at www.aec.gov.au/assistance. Alternatively, you can request a copy of the list of candidates to be sent to you in e-text, large print, audio or braille by calling the AEC on 132326. Accessible formats of this guide. The official guide to Aston by-election is also available in accessible formats. You can download an audio MP3, e-text, or a large print PDF format from www.aec.gov.au/assistance. Alternatively, you can call the AEC on 132326 to have a braille, e-text, audio, or large print format sent to you. Authorised by the Australian Electoral Officer for Victoria, Level 8, Castledon, 2 Lonsdale Street, Melbourne, Victoria. Closing announcement. That is the end of your official guide to the Aston by-election. This recording was made for the Australian Electoral Commission by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia in March 2023. Your narrator has been Julie Horton. This is the end of the recording.